This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Music selection?
Well, you know, I grew up with this, right? And I remember this video. I was doing a lot in this video.
When was the last time you watched this video?
It's been a while, but I remember, like, when I was in New York, like, that was a Spinderella had a crush on Spinderella.
When
I was up there, yeah.
Yeah? You ever try to make that happen?
I tried to make it happen.
No, it didn't
work? I played for the Jets.
Yeah.
If I played for the Giants, I probably would have had a chance.
Yeah, you played for the Yankees, you might have. Yeah, yeah. You were like, there's like 11 teams in New York.
Yeah, they were, I played for the wrong one.
Sliding in DMs.
Then they didn't have DMs. Mm-hmm.
You know, back then, you used to have to talk mailbox. To people.
No, I had like, you know, I had one of them phones you used to put in your car. The cell phone that was in the car. Like a car phone.
Car phone, yeah.
Yeah. Boy, we've come a long way.
Well, you had a car phone this morning. We got to talk to Hugh while he was in traffic.
But it was an accident on 95.
Yeah.
And the first thing that I said, I was like, oh, that ain't my fault.
Hold on, wait. I forgot to tell you guys. You know, someone called me yesterday, and it was like a pretty bad reception. Mm. And they were like, sorry, I'm calling you from my car phone.
Like a real
you mean
car
like
phone?
For real
just
phone?
Their cell phone?
Their car is in the phone.
I don't know. But if you're still mixing up cell phone with car phone, we got to get a grip.
Do they still make car phones?
It's been like 20. No. It's been like 30 years.
You think they make car phones? Like the phone that just sits in the car?
Well, you know,
everyone has a phone.
Are you living in this century, buddy?
No, I'm saying I'm wondering if somebody probably still has one.
No way. I'd like to talk to you. If you have a car phone out there, please let us know. Also, we did put up a poll. I haven't checked it yet. Are Frosted Tips back? Because Ranger has them now. Frosted Tips are a relief pitcher look. That's not starting pitcher look. He's screaming reliever to me with the Frosted Tips. 215-592.
I have a lot of love for the Frosted Tips.
Well, I'm not surprised. It's 2025. All right, we'll get back to all your phone calls on Ranger, the bullpen. I would start by asking him to go to the bullpen. I would move to telling him to go to the bullpen. I would end by forcing him to go to the bullpen.
Strong arm.
And we have Agent Douglas over here. Is it Hugh Boris, who I believe is on the payroll for Boris Corp, who just, you can't do it. He's in a contract year. I don't care. Where do you come down on that? All right, we all know we come down on the tush push. At least I think like 90% of people here, even if you don't love the play, we know the Eagles benefit, so let's keep it in there. Yeah, but Roger Goodell, he's in charge of this thing. And every time he talks, it makes me feel like they really are going to get this thing out when they reconvene sometime this month. Here's Goodell last week around the draft, I believe on the Pat McAfee show on the tush push.
It was split, right? 16-16 allegedly?
There were different concepts that were discussed. I would say there was a split. There wasn't an overwhelming push either way, but I think there's this, you know, as people see the different things that the committee's been considering and hear the conversation, I think that they'll actually develop a consensus.
You know how we talk about this is if Roger Goodell wants something to go through, it's going to go through.
Yeah.
And so we assume the same thing with push, whatever the iteration is, whether it's you can't have two people pushing, one person put whatever the...
Or should it be all over the field, Pat? Go back. Should we go back to the old rule where you couldn't push or pull a player anywhere on the field?
All right, so there's Goodell there, especially when he talks about the old rule. That feels like the way they're gonna work around this. They're going to put it back to the old rule, which will eliminate the Eagles' ability to do the tush push. Do we have one more from Goodell here talking about this? Let's hear Goodell.
Where are we with the tush push? What do you in the next 3-4 months, is anything going to happen?
Yeah, we're going to bring it back up. The competition committee, we've been talking about it, and we, you know, I think the idea is to look back about our history, right? Since 1920 to 2005, you couldn't push or pull a player anywhere in the field. And is that a football play is the question. And a lot of coaches would tell you that's not part of football, right? It may be rugby, but it's not us. The second thing is really the safety of the game, and that's primary importance to us. Is it a play that is unsafe when you're in those positions where you're getting pushed or pulled and you can't control where you're going? Those are the two factors. On the other side, you know, there's a legitimate argument that everyone can do it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if somebody does it better than the others, that's the way the game's played. So I understand that argument, but that's also the great thing about the league. We have 32 clubs, so it'll be 24 votes. If it's 24 votes, that means we'll have a pretty strong view of what should happen.
Yeah, Hugh, every time I hear him talk about it, it sounds like he wants this thing nudged out of the game.
Well, the first cut that you played when they asked him was a 16-16. You could tell that he didn't want to really get into that, and he started stuttering. You know, when somebody's stuttering, they're not trying to tell you everything that's going on. They're trying to, you know, find the right words to use in that situation. It sounds to me that it did pass. They were going to keep it. But some people felt like, okay, you didn't get the right kind of information because they don't – everybody's not looking at it the same way. So the people that want it banned probably say, okay, well, we're not going to vote on it because obviously you don't understand what's going on. Right. Something to that effect. So I think that's why they couched it until they go back down there in May.
Yeah, this feels like they're gonna. I remember, I think it was Jim Harbaugh. I believe
didn't understand the wording.
Yes, they. I believe the Chargers didn't vote yes, but mostly because it was too wordy. It was too complicated. But he sounded like if they reword this thing and they make it a little more simple, they'll be on board too. I think we're headed towards the NFL just rewriting it to the old rule. Enough people will jump on board, they'll ban it, and by virtue of making that the rule, the tush push will no longer be legal. They're gonna spin it as, they're not banning the tush push. They're changing the rules, so then you're not allowed to do the tush push. We know where this is headed, and Goodell is clearly part of this. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. We got to talk to people who want to talk about this Ranger Suarez thing. I can't believe there are people out there that agree with Hugh Douglas today.
It's Hugh just, has poisoned the mind.
I said, all I need is one.
Listeners.
That's why I'm here, man, because I have vision and I try to teach.
Sometimes I wonder if this is really the city that, like, I grew up
it's
around.
Not, it's not. It changed.
Like, what's going on here?
What are you talking
We're
about?
Worried about Ranger Suarez's freaking pockets, dude.
I care less.
Do we want a World Series or what?
I mean,
what are we talking about?
Well, you want one, but a certain one.
Well, no, it has to happen. Like, first of all, you have to all row in the same direction. And if they're not rowing the same direction, it makes it kind of harder, right?
Sure.
So, Ranger has to be, like, y'all are talking about strong arming.
But isn't ultimately Ranger strong arming the team? Just,
no.
Well, that's already him not rowing in our direction.
You know how we can make
that's already gone.
You know
if what you're saying is true.
Okay, if we want to win a World Series, I know how to make this better right away. Mm. Put Ranger in the bullpen, right?
See, finally, but you before, said it only took 2.5 hours.
Before we do that, pay him like a starter, because hell.
Pay him like a starter.
Go out there and prove it.
Pay him a dime.
Wait a minute. Now you want to draw the hard line.
He's already being paid. We understand
all,
he's on our payroll
and
right
he's,
now.
He's in a contract year.
He's an employee.
I gave you a solution to the problem. Hell, you didn't spend no money last year? Why not? Why not go spend some money this year? You closed the purse strings.
He's on
last
a contract.
Year.
He's been hurt.
Remember when Jason Peters wanted more money when they signed him back when he was like 35?
Yeah, yeah.
Back to tackle. And he basically just forced Howie and Doug to pay him $2 million.
That's what I'm saying. But that's what you do. Like,
but he was a legend,
and he could play position. He played two
right.
positions,
and they were up against it, which they kind of are here.
Yes.
I just don't understand.
So make it right. Make financial apology.
Apologize for what? Apologize.
Excuse me?
He's an employee of the team. Apologize.
You. What happened to
you? No. I am trying to tell you how these things work. That's all I'm doing. And you're mad because it's the truth. If you want Ranger, you know how you get Ranger to go to the bullpen? Sign him to a new deal. And
no, tell him he has to do it.
You know,
this is the easiest route to go. Ranger has come back to try to maximize his dollars.
All right, you know what? I want us all to start thinking this way. You know, remember those bands people used to wear? People used to wear the bands, What Would Jesus Do? Remember those?
Yeah, What Would Jesus Do?
Yeah, I want What Would Howie Do? Okay, I want a band like that. I want every team in the city to think what the Eagles would do, because the Eagles are the only ones around here that win at a significant level all the time. And the Eagles last
they pay
year,
people too.
They pay people, sure.
Oh, well, they didn't pay anyone midseason last year.
No, they did not.
But they paid them at the end of the year.
The Eagles last year had a $250 million quarterback. And they effectively said to him, in so many words, we want you to throw less. That's an ego shot to a quarterback.
It is.
In a world where we compare Joe Burrow's stats to Jalen Hurts' stats, even though we know their offenses and the philosophy is totally different, no one gives Jalen Hurts that kind of credit because he's not, first of all, he's probably not quite as good, but he's also not allowed to throw as much.
Mm-hmm.
And he had to accept that. That had to be an ego shot. Like, you paid me to be a star quarterback, and you want me to throw less. And then he accepted it. He did it for the most part well, at sometimes excellent, sometimes not so great, but for the most part well, and then he won the Super Bowl. And he's Jalen Hurts. This is Ranger Suarez.
You know what made that transition a whole lot easier?
They had a contract already. I know. Money. I know. I get it.
Now.
Hold on. Let me give you one that did not then.
Okay.
Dallas Goedert. He had no more guaranteed money left. If they run the ball more, he gets the ball less in the pass game.
You know, I'm glad you were there.
Didn't help him. And he bit his lip, and he blocked, and they won the Super Bowl.
You know why he did it?
Why?
And you know why he balled out when he was out there?
Why?
Because he was in a contract year. He was trying to get paid.
But that's what Rangers got to do. He's got to go to the bullpen.
And you know what else Dallas Goedert is doing?
Excel in the role that you're put in.
Wait a minute.
You know what they asked Dallas Goedert to do?
Block.
No, they asked him to take a pay cut. You know what he said? Mm-mm.
But we won the Super Bowl ultimately.
But no, he still ain't took a pay cut.
I don't care about his money right now.
When they win the Super Bowl, the story ends there. I don't care what happens.
Wait a minute.
It ended there. The story is over when they win.
And he won't take a pay cut.
I can't stress this enough. I don't give a crap about how much he makes. I don't. I'm sorry.
And we still don't have a tight end. I fixed the problem for you. I don't want to do it.
You didn't fix nothing.
You're just creating more problems.
No, I'm not. You know how you fix it? If you want to fix this problem, sign Ranger to a long-term deal.
No, he's not worth that long-term deal.
But you want him in the bullpen in
for
a contract year.
Because he's under contract.
Yes, he's an employee.
And guess what? If I'm Ranger, I'd be like, okay, I'll go. I'm not going to pitch well, though. I'm not going to tell them.
Finding a new deal next year. That's such a stupid move by him.
I'm saying
There's no way he would do that.
If he thinks he's a frontline starter.
Well, he's not.
He's going to purposely tank his stuff pitching in the bullpen.
I don't mean to break the news to him. He's not a frontline starter.
He's not going to purposely tank it, but he's not going to be happy in his role. That's the thing I'm trying to get you to see.
You just said, I'm not going to pitch well. That's him actively trying to hurt his own.
He's not going to actively tank. But let me tell you what's going to probably happen.
Smile, nod, and get your butt to the bullpen.
He's going to go in the bullpen, and every time he's out there, and every time you have him pitching the bullpen, you're going to be tapping him on the back. Tell him, hey, Ranger, good job. Like, y'all mofos move me to the bullpen, messing with my money.
What if he eats up a lot of good strong innings in the bullpen?
What do you say? Playing with my money is playing with my emotions, Smokey. That came from Friday.
Do not care.
I know you don't, but I'm telling you, you don't fool with cat's money, man. Nah, you don't do that.
Ranger owes the Phillies. Ha! They drafted him, developed him. He's been a Philly his whole life.
That's just like saying that you telling me that I owe the Jets. Well I kind of do.
Well, they drafted you in the first round. They took you at Central State.
I mean, it's a bad
idea. You heard the draft when they took you.
I mean,
they didn't know who you were.
I walked into that one.
You did. Well,
you did anything for
I don't owe them nothing. They drafted me, and I returned a favor.
Well,
I
know
you owe the Jets.
I gave them defensive rookie of the year.
What happened the second and third year with the Jets? You weren't quite as good.
You owe the Jets.
Second year, I was playing in the – they changed the defense, and I wasn't happy.
But then you get chunky, too.
I had to stay when I was chunky.
You got fat and happy.
You took a vacation in Jacksonville. You owe that more than anybody.
What's up, Mike? Mike's Center City.
What's up, man?
Hey, guys. How you doing? I have to say, I think we have truth-telling Hugh today, to be honest with you.
Okay. His truth. I don't know if it's the real truth, but go ahead.
But with that said, I mean, two things. One, you keep saying, he's an employee, but would you do the overnight on the weekend?
So, Mike, someone asked me this earlier. I would not look, if they came to me and said, we're moving you off of midday, you're going to overnights. I would not be happy, but I would do it. I work for WIP. Well, what am I supposed to do? I mean, I have another choice. I could quit. I mean, that's on me. But I'd like to have a job, so I would do it.
Okay, I appreciate that. Would it be a demotion?
Yeah.
All right. So going to the bullpen's a demotion.
Sure. I think. Well, I mean, let's just be real. Starting pitchers get paid more than relief pitchers. So. I mean, that's a demo. I mean, I get Hugh's point. I don't care. I mean, I get what he's saying.
Here's my main point. I actually don't think, I mean, I would leave Ranger in the rotation. I'd move Taiwan at least to start. And I don't think you lose anything. I mean, you gain on the starting side. You might have less of a need for bullpen. I just don't think you weaken the team. Going either way. Well, actually, I think you strengthen the team having Ranger starting. I actually do.
Well, you could, assuming Taiwan could pitch well in the bullpen. He really hasn't done that much. Ranger at one point in his career, you know, early in his career with the Phillies, was a good relief pitcher. I mean, we know he could do that. I know it's a few years removed. And Mike, we appreciate the phone call. I feel pretty confident if Ranger Suarez puts his mind to it, he could be a really effective relief pitcher in an area that they're very weak. I mean, that's... It's not so much like, hey, I want to do this just to upset everyone on the team. I'm just trying to make a weakness better. And right now, they don't have an answer. And they seem to be very content not having an answer.
Well, I don't think that's the case. I think that they feel that it's going to play itself out. Eventually, it's going to play itself out. And I told you, I think Taiwan's going to be the one to go. Because Ranger, you can't ask Ranger to do that. not in his contract year. I understand what everybody's saying. I mean, you know, laughing and giggling about it, but this is about his probably his last go-round, and he's trying to maximize his monetary value as much as he possibly can. That's why I feel like when he's out there Sunday, he's going to be on a mission because he's behind that ball a little bit because he's 30 games in. And by that time, he'd be about 33, 34 games. So now he's out there pitching with purpose. And if you take that away from him and say, hey, we need you in the bullpen, he'll probably do it, mm-hmm. but it's not going to be with the same passion that he would have done it with if he was a starter.
I know. I get it. I mean, I understand. I mean, I get what we're doing here, and I get what we're trying to do. I'm just trying to make the team better. I mean,
I get it.
Let me give you one more Eagles example from mm-hmm. last year. Now, again, you're going to tell me it worked out and they paid him anyway. I know that. You know, when Zach Bond got here, he thought of himself as an edge rusher.
Mm-hmm.
Edge rushers make more than inside linebackers, yes. right? Edge rushers make up to 35, 40 a year. The middle linebackers make 15, right? It's just a huge difference. They looked at him after a few practices, and Vic said, I think you're an inside backer. I mean, I'm sure he thought to himself, I only am on a one-year deal. Right? So effectively, last year was a contract year for Zach Bond. He had to recognize, at my best, I'm going to make less here. He didn't just accept it. He played at an all-pro level.
And not only that, and I get what you said, Joe, but the difference is this. Zach Bond was a special team player primarily.
I know, they were all promotions.
Yes,
I know, but it was a different level
of
position.
And he was more apt to change his position because now – he's just trying to find a place at the dinner table.
I know. He wasn't even at the dinner table.
No, that was a good point. But he was trying to get a place at the dinner table. Rangers already had a place at the dinner table, and he's thrived in that role. And the unfortunate thing about it is you're asking him to diminish himself because he probably went into it like this, Joe. Okay, you know, wife's in town. My wife's here now. She's finally here. Things are starting to come together. This is the year where – I'm going to put myself in position to get as much money as I can. This is my contract year.
Yeah.
Okay, unfortunately for me, he gets hurt. And out of necessity, now you're asking him in his contract year to sacrifice even more.
I know.
You know, and that's where I mean, I know we all want to win, but Ranger wants to be financially stable, financially
we
secure.
We all want to win. Joe and I do.
Wait a minute. I want to win, too.
I'm just, not as bad. I don't see the hunger in your eyes.
I am more realistic than you guys are. You got those Phillies blinders on, and you're not. You just want
Bruce blinders on.
I do not have Boris. I just know how ages work. And they
Your
they,
hat will be here by no, the weekend, you know, Boris
you know
Corp hat.
Because, perfect example, when I found out, when I got traded to Philadelphia, I didn't know I was traded. And they were trying to trade for me and not pay me. Like, they were trying to – they just – because I had, like, a year left on my deal. So, to your point, they wanted me to play out the year and then see what happens. So, my trade – I was told – I was on the phone, and I was told this trade is contingent upon me coming to Philly. You know, hey, you got to agree to come to Philly. Didn't know nothing about that. I was already traded. My agent, Drew Rosenhaus, did his job. He found out. He said, Hugh, they've already traded for you. This deal is done. You have all the leverage. So what do you want? He said, they have to resign you because if you nullify this deal, they get nothing. And they're going to look bad. He said, what do you want? I never forget it. I said, I want Willie McGinnis money at that time. And then that's the only time I ever counted anybody else's money because I was a big fan of Willie
McGinnis.
I was looking at other people's grass. Willie McGinnis had just come off a Pro Bowl. He was balling, and he played outside linebacker. And Willie McGinnis was the highest paid outside linebacker at the time in the history of the game, $25 million. I said, I want that, and I want number 53. And they said –
What are we paying for?
And Drew was like, okay. And when he got back on the phone, he was like, oh, they agreed to it. He said they really had no choice because they had already traded for you. So I was like, ha, Kyle. Ha!
Kyle was 2 years old.
That's it.
It's a baby.
I was rent-free in your head.
Worried about a two-year-old.
A two-year-old rent-free in my head.
That's a baby.
But no, that's the point. And it was one of those things where when you find out you had the leverage, you want to try to take advantage of that.
I get it. But you know what? And this is not to knock Ranger or to make, you know, to pump you up. You were Hugh Douglas. You had a 10-sack season in the NFL He's Ranger Suarez.
But to your point, I was in a bad defense. And technically it's the same thing because my value was compromised because I was in a 3-4 defense. So I wasn't – if I would have went and after I got traded, I went to the Eagles or whatever and tried to ask for that money, they probably would have said no. You know, so I was in a compromised position because I think that year I only had like 3 or 4 sacks.
Yeah.
So it was one of those things where they if they didn't know I knew the information, they wouldn't have been willing to trade
for me. Yeah, I get it. I still want Ranger in the bullpen this weekend. 215-592-9494. All right, we'll check in with you people later on. Your calls with the Ranger Suarez situation next. Plus, the latest on the prank call situation in the NFL and a hypothetical for Hugh. The defensive coordinator of the Falcons got fined a hefty amount yesterday for his son prank calling Shedeur Sanders. We'll hit it next. Your calls, 215-592-9494. This hour, 94 WIP was fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance of your vehicle, nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car 94 only at Sunoco.
Yeah, now let's talk about bacon, but not just any bacon. Let's talk about Hatfield bacon. From classic hardwood smoked bacon to sweet maple brown sugar, even extra thick cut bacon and applewood smoked bacon. Every slice is packed with flavor top to bottom. You can top your burger with it, you can level up your breakfast, or you can just snack on it straight from the pan. No judgment from me. Treat yourself. Grab some Hatfield bacon today and taste the difference. Head to simplyhatfield.com to find a retailer near you and put some Hatfield pork on your fork.